Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Side Open Mic Tuesday night. Welcome, world. Inner Sight, the show where you can talk about whatever you want. You got to keep it clean. And hopefully we'll have our engineer on board so we could open up the phones. Hope we don't have to have a one-man open mic, but, you know, we do this show no matter what. And once again, in the news, I'm hearing stuff that doesn't really help the millions of us who are disabled or who will become disabled, or those of us who are older. Because, all right, one of the items on the president's agenda, a 15% tax of corporations, right? More taxes, all right? And the nursing homes still go on and are still being funded, you know? Now, to me, that's a blow to the entire disabled community and to the entire population are under the threat of nursing homes, because they've done nothing to better the system. And by that I mean we don't need nursing homes. We need housing. We need accessible housing. And nothing is being done in that connection. Inner Sight is the only agency that I know of that's making a move to do something about it. So I'm not happy with the politicians. They don't hear us. They don't listen to us, you know. And they're using our money to maintain and keep these nursing homes going. And to me, that's a horror show. And to the millions of others. So, as you heard last night, we're putting together a committee. We have about a dozen members already. And we are determined to expose what's going on in nursing homes. Let people know their money's being wasted. And we are determined to do whatever has to be done to get the nursing homes turned into accessible housing. So go to change.org, read the petition, look at some of the ideas that we have that would bring in money to keep people safely in their own homes. That's the bottom line. But now, isn't it ironic, the monies, you hear a lot of these companies now, like Apple and all these big companies, Disney and Bill Gates' company and all that. What they're doing is they're changing the way they do things. They're changing their direction in many, many cases, you know. And the money is there for them to do that. Well, the same amount of money, you know, or the equal amount of money, or in some cases the same, is there for the disabled. But we can't direct that money to change systems and the way things are done to better people's lives. We don't have any say over that money. And yet, we worked for that money. You know, and many of us still are. And we became disabled because of that money in many cases. Example, myself. Having been put in an incubator when I was a kid. Doctors left me there and blinded me. Who do you think supported that hospital federal money, state money. So I and millions of others suffered because of that, and yet we don't have a say how the money is to be used to improve people's lives. All right? We should. We should have a say over that. But, you know, we all know that we don't. That the money is there to make changes, just like the big companies are making changes because the old ways don't work. But we, the disabled, can't go to the congressman and say, hey, you know, millions of people, for instance, millions of people don't want nursing homes. You know, do something about it. The money is there. The money is being used. Our money is being taken. Our lives are being disrupted. People are being abused. You know, the whole gamut of things that are going on. You can't go to a congressman and compel him or her to do something about it. You got to hope that they will. We shouldn't have to do that. If people don't want something, the damn thing should not be there. Especially if it's hurting people. I'm not talking about something that is helping people. So that's what's happening. That money is there for the help we need. But we have no jurisdiction, no supervision to really what the fight is about. You know? That's why in the petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, we have mandate the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home. Create a television show to raise money to keep people safe in their own home. And either put a lobby in Washington, which I hope we don't have to do, or get the politicians to create legislation to bring it about. You know, the mandates and all that. So that's what's in the petition. And why is it in there? Because we don't have jurisdiction over the money that's supposed to be there to help us. Simple analogy. Maybe you've never heard it put that way before. The way it is. Doesn't take a genius to figure it out. All right, inner sight, open mic. I don't know where our engineer is. But this is open mic, brought to you by the Big East. Excuse me, Big East, the key to rescue. 609-388-7004. And the Adapt and Akita. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Joanne Diamond, my very good friend, runs the Akita Rescue and is a great believer in inner sight and has helped me to train several Akita guide dogs over the years. We thank her for that. Thank her for my dog's food and for supporting our concept of inner sight. All right, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, some of them who have passed away, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, all the Texas children who perished in that horrible shooting. Go an extra mile for a child. Use our idea of trained dogs at the door of the school to detect firearms and to alert officers before a person gets in the building that person may be carrying weapons. And then, of course, inside the door have the metal detector. It's a double protection. Do it, politicians. Don't think about it. Don't stand there and act stupid like a moron. Do it. Don't worry about who you're going to inconvenience. Worry about saving a child's life and a teacher and everybody else. Dogs are very, very invaluable at detecting explosives and weapons. And there are many dogs in the rescue than in the shelters that could be trained to do that. Not all of them, but many of them. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good info. They say that the home builders people, a lot of them are dropping out of building homes. Well, I don't know. Ask Mr. Kennedy. You hear that in the news. But he'll tell you if it's really true. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Thank him for his support of Inner Sight. What else we got? James Bahamonde, Americans with Disability Act attorney, 516-783-9662. James Bahamonde. If you can't remember the last name, just call him James or Jimmy. Thank him for his help, and we also thank him for joining our committee to turn these nursing homes into something good, accessible housing. All right, SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, a good friend of Inner Sight. Thank them for their support. 631-880-7929, SILO. A lot of good things happening over there. Joe Delgado's a good guy. He cares about people, I can tell you that. And I know that for a fact. Again, 631-880-7929, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, SILO. Suffolk Bus Corp, our friends over there, we thank them very much for their help and support of Inner Sight. Really appreciate it. And let's see, what else? We'll hold off on the Able News, see if our engineer joins us. Let me see if I can dial her up by chance. Inner Sight, stand by. This is open mic. Open mic live around the world, Inner Sight. Hello? Yeah, where are you? Well, keep trying. All right, open mic, Inner Sight, and if anybody would like to be on our show, give us a call, 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number, or the email, innersight@pmpmail.com, no attachments. Those are the initials of the company that we buy the email from, innersight@pmpaulmarypaulmail.com. And we'd like to, if you want to be a guest on the show, that is. tell us what you do, what you want to talk about, and leave your number and we'll get back to you. And this Thursday, we're hoping to have a special guest, a disabled nurse who has a lot to say about doctors. So it should be a very interesting show. We get Karen on this Thursday, and she's another person who has said she'd like to be on the committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So let's see. Monday night, we do the show Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can sound off right here, call in. Tuesday, that's tonight, open mic. You can pick your own subject. Talk about whatever you want. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, is our nursing home show. And, you know, we usually try to pick a theme. Maybe a good theme for tomorrow night is, why do we have to have a committee? You know, to get rid of the nursing homes. Thursday is our guest night. Hoping to have Karen on with all of her adventures as a nurse and her outspoken attitude, which is very good for inner sight. Friday's the funnies. We do a lot of crazy things here Friday. We have funnies. We go back to the old comics. Last week you heard Benny on the roast. And we sometimes have, we do Lauren Hardy and all that, and turn it into modern day stuff. So, Inner Sight Frolics, Friday night, 8 to 9. That's the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, Inner Sight. And right now, if anyone is listening, I'm trying to get our engineer in here. She's having some trouble dialing in. I don't know why, but if you're listening to the show and you'd like to have a call back, dial the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And leave your number, and I'll retrieve it. Your number won't be on the air. I'll retrieve it and call you back. So anyone who's listening, I don't have access to the phones. I can't see the board. I'm hoping to get some equipment soon where I'd be able to operate it by voice. For those of you who don't know, I'm almost totally blind, all right? So if you want to be on and you're listening, 631-224-3090, call the Inner Sight number, and we'll get your number and call you on the outgoing line, and you'll be on the air. All right, open mic. Inner Sight, and you know, you gotta have fun in this world. There's a lot of stress, you know, and people get caught up in it. It's no good for you. Oh, here's a phone number where you could stay in shape and have some fun. The Third Eye Insight, my buddy Devin, and we thank him for joining the nursing home committee to turn them into accessible housing. All right. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. Speak with Devin. Tell him you heard about it on Inner Sight. Let me give you that number again. He's a great, great teacher and instructor on self-defense. And he does a class every Saturday. 631-445-3464. 3464. Third Eye Insight. All right. And we'll see if we can call my buddy Louis Rivera, who usually comes on Tuesdays and promotes the Friday Night Funnies, because Louis is part of that, and Louis is just a wacky, beautiful guy. 20 New York and open mic right now without an engineer. So, well, you know, you can talk about anything you want. So, let's see. Well, I have a philosophy in life, you know. Don't take things too seriously. Learn how to laugh at things, you know, and yet go on with your life, you know. When I was a kid, I was visually impaired. I used to roam around the streets. I didn't have a guide dog. I didn't have a cane. You know, I didn't have those until later in life. Well, I got my first guide dog when I was 18. But I used to roam around and have fun. And, yeah, I took a lot of chances, especially as a blind kid. I even rode a bike. It's all going to be in my book, Inner Sight. And, by the way, I want to thank my friend Allie, who is helping me compile the book and put it together. And my dear friend Ira Tucker Jr., the publicist, who is going to try to get me a publishing company to put the book out. So I'm very excited about the book. I've met many, many celebrities in my life and who have touched my life, and maybe I touched theirs a little bit. And all that will be in the book. You know, and all my adventures. I remember when I auditioned for the Amato Opera down in Lower Manhattan. And they didn't want to let me be in the company. You know, the guy, Tony Amato, said to me, "Well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get around on the stage and you know, you're blind, you know?" And, but he gave me a chance, you know. And everybody, or most people who auditioned for the opera, usually sang a song or something in Italian, you know. I think I freaked them out when I sang in German from the Meistersinger von Nuremberg, you know, Morgenlicht leuchten im rosigen Schein, Walter's aria that wins him the prize song, which of course is The Beautiful Woman. We all know that. And I got into the opera. I was kind of disappointed. I did a couple of different roles, but I wanted to do, you know, major roles, tenor roles. I never got to do any of that. But the breakthrough in my life was that I sang with an opera company. You know, that I was there in costume and the whole thing. And I'll never forget it. The beautiful, beautiful experience. I must admit it wasn't the easiest thing to do, but I did it. I went to all the rehearsals with my guide dog at the time. So it shows you put your mind to something, you really want to do something, you can do it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. You know, keep yourself. I'll tell you one big thing that keeps you young. Stay away from doctors. because all those drugs that they give you make you older. Find a natural way to be healthy or to get rid of something if you have it. You're much better off than these ridiculous drugs. That's my philosophy in life. I have a friend of mine who's a doctor. He's a year older than me. I know him for, 40 years? And he'll examine me and, you know, look at me, check my blood and all that, urine and all that stuff. And then, you know, if he finds anything wrong, he'll let me know. And then he knows that I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to find out what organic substance I can take for that. You know, and he kids me, oh, yeah, take that. Go ahead, Frank. Frank doesn't take medicine, no. And he knows me for many years, you know. And he's a great guy. He got a great sense of humor. We're like friends, and whenever we get together, we always kid each other. We have this one joke. Don't you dare die before I do. You know. So, Harry, if you're listening, you're a great guy, and I love you. All right, Inner Sight open mic. I don't know what happened to our engineer. I'm not going to give out the call-in number because we don't have the phones open without the engineer. But I can and will tell you that if you call the Inner Sight number, and you want to speak on open mic about anything you want, we'll retrieve the number and call you back. 631-224-3090. Once again, 224-3090. I want to thank the person who gave us a $10 donation. I saw it in the, heard it in the, every donation is important. See? We have 115,000 listeners plus. If every listener would send us a $10 donation, we could turn those nursing homes into accessible housing a lot faster. Believe me. Because we'd be able to hire a public relations firm and send out stories every month and, you know, get the word out in so many different ways. So thank you, whoever put that $10 donation on the PayPal. We greatly appreciate that, more than you'll ever know. It means that people are hearing us, that we're here, and we're not going away. And we're going to do our best so that people not only don't have to go to nursing homes, they won't be able to go to nursing homes. There's the bottom line answer. If you can't go to a nursing home, then you've got to stay in your own home. You can only stay in a hospital so long. You know? So where do you go? In your own home. Makes sense, doesn't it? All right, Inner Sight. Open mic, and next month is Guide Dog Awareness Month. And the article about Milton and the horror story of how somebody, well, the article says it was the trainer, but how do we know that's true? somebody left the dog in a van, and the poor thing was in there for 5 hours in the middle of a heat wave and didn't survive. So, a horrible, horrible thing that has occurred. And what makes it worse, if you know, this article was read to me, I wish I could read it myself. The whole thing, it sounds like it is being buried, you know. Not one word as to why the dog was sent back to the school. Nothing about the fact that there's no law or regulations to govern the safety of guide dogs at the school. Nothing about that. And just a horrible, horrible occurrence. And the stupid statement of the SPCA, you know, talking about the weather and saying that people have been guilty of that numerous times. Well, that should make it worse. You know, if you know that people are guilty of locking an animal in a van like that, why the hell don't you do something about it? We've approached the ASPCA more than once to try to get them to sponsor a law pertaining to the guide dog school. And they wouldn't do a damn thing. And a few days after Milton's death, I heard about another case of a guy who left a dog in a van, or rather a guy who with animal control who had to retrieve a dog out of a van and took it to the pound and later returned to get that dog to take it to a shelter and found the dog dead. And upon examination, it was revealed control officer broke the dog's jaw with the control stick. Now that guy got 3 years in jail. See? Because there's an investigation. There's a law. There's regulation. But not when you're running a multi-million dollar guide dog school. There is no protection or no help. Horrible world. And I don't understand how anybody can trust a school where something like that happens and there's no litigation or hearing or charges or anything. How can you trust a school like that? Well, thanks to, we're hoping that Senator Boyle is going to follow through. As we mentioned last night, he called me and promising after the primary, which is what, next week, he's going to try to get public hearings, create regulations in connection with these schools. Because we deserve protection. The dogs deserve protection. And I called the newspaper. I called Channel 2 News, where the story was, demanding that they investigate, demanding that they do the other side of the story. Inner Sight, we speak for the dog. You can't ask blind people to speak up with a situation like this, because who's going to protect them, especially if you need a guide dog? They can refuse to service you, and there's no law. So I don't blame the woman whose dog it was. I blame the school for creating that kind of a situation where people have no rights. They aren't doing anything about it. I don't know what we're going to have during next week or next month as Guide Dog Month, but we're going to try to do something in honor of Milton. Such a sweet, sweet dog. All right, Inner Sight open mic and no engineer. I'm very disappointed in that. But, you know, life goes on. Oh, that reminds me of, that was the name of a show. What was that in the 70s, wasn't it? Or the 80s, I forget. My dear friend, Chris Burke, who I've had on the show many, many times, was a star of Life Goes On, Standby World. All right, Inner Sight, and my good friend Chris Burke, who I haven't seen now for several years, they did a benefit for us at the mall one time for Inner Sight, Chris, Joe, and John. And that was the name of his television show, Life Goes On. And the Beatles recorded that song. So a good buddy of mine, Chris Burke. Thank you, Chris, for all your help with Inner Sight. And I'll try to reestablish contact with him. All right, stand by. I'm going to get Louis the Lip on the line. And we'll get some previews of Friday night. Standby World. I'm going to break the station. Inner Sight Live, Louis the Lip. Turn down your television.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Yeah. I hear your voice nice and clear.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. You're on the air.
Yeah, man. I'm filling in for Suzanne on the ringy.
On the ringy dingy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Suzanne's out of commission.
Yeah, she's out of commission.
Yeah, I just finished eating hours ago. I had rice and beans, galafia.
What happened?
I had flounder and then shrimp and then rice and beans.
Where'd you have that? At the
at the house.
Oh, falafia. I had that last night.
How's it taste?
Good. Tortilla falafia I had.
Well, with a soft taco or a hard taco?
Yeah, the soft.
You made it yourself?
No, I got it from the Cookies Deli.
What did you put in it? Any sauce?
Yeah, I put sprinkle. I put B vitamin sprinkle on it.
Yeah. Is that no cheese?
It tastes just like cheese, yeah.
Yeah, well, I come over and then you give me some.
I'll give you some. Put some on your pizza. You'll love it.
Yeah, it goes together. And with a cold drink, too.
Cold drink. That's it. I'll give you toilet water.
Oh, I'm not drinking that garbage. That's that. Oh, no, you got to flush it down the toilet.
I'll flush it down first, then I'll give it to you.
You better tell that to Suzanne. She'll crack up.
It's a funny bone.
Yeah. I had a great weekend, Frank. Saturday, I went to my sister's house.
Oh.
And Sunday, I went to my brother, Tony and Christina's house in Central Islip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my nieces came over.
Oh, that's nice.
We're in the backyard. I hear a little music. I had a cold drink and everything. And
yeah.
Playing my the bell and Guidi and maracas.
Yeah, everybody speaks Spanish over there, right?
Some of them.
Yeah.
What
do they like better, Spanish or English?
Both of them.
Both of them.
That's right. Uh huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a great weekend.
Well,
double header.
Good. That's nice. I went to the Tanger Mall.
Which go?
On Saturday.
Where'd you go?
Tanger Mall, Riverhead.
Oh, yeah. You take the scat bus?
Yeah. You ever go there?
Where's it located? Off the Long Island Expressway.
Yeah. Riverhead.
Yeah. Who went? Just you?
Just me, yeah. Me and my dog. Walking around, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No performing?
No. I'm going to go back to performing in probably next month or October.
We're going to be in the subway?
New York City, yeah.
Yeah, by the 8th Avenue or 7th Avenue?
8th Avenue.
Next to the AC and E train?
That's it.
And the 7th train?
Maybe I'll get Louis Rivera with the conga to go with me.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, I wish I was there to do a duet.
Yeah.
You gonna be all day singing?
Besame mucho. Remember that one?
Yeah, you used to play in the Dreammaker sings that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what'd you sing on a karaoke machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, who runs the karaoke?
Me.
Oh, you had to work it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sure I do.
I sing sitting down or standing up.
Either way.
Yeah.
Standing
yeah.
up better.
Yeah. How'd you get to that 8th Avenue? You take LIRR?
LIRR right to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Go downstairs.
No, did you take the F or you take the E?
E.
No F?
Once in a while, yeah. I get on the F once in a while.
The F, you got to walk 5 blocks to Hillside Avenue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not that far, just 5 blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I go to a music store on 160th Street. I take the E and I take the 6th train to 116th Street right there.
Oh, that's in the city.
I've been there. I've been going there for years looking at Latin music.
What kind of, they got Latin in there?
Bachata, merengue, salsa, pop music.
Oh.
Julio Iglesias.
I bet they got a lot of Tito Puente in there.
Yeah, Cal Jader, Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
Yeah, uh-huh. No opera. I don't listen to opera, not me.
You don't like opera?
Now, Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah.
He's an opera global singer.
Yeah, he doesn't sing too much opera. He sings a lot of popular stuff.
Yeah, I know. He's from Italy.
Yeah.
Well, how are you in my dreams? I go over to... come over and watch Frank Peril says, hey, Louis Rivera's here.
That's right.
You'll be happy to see me.
Have to get you a pizza pie.
Yeah, yeah. And you take a break of singing. You go to lunch?
No. I go right through. I do 4 hours and I go home.
Yeah, you got to stop off to get a pizza or a little cold drink?
Oh, on the way home, I order something, yeah.
Yeah. Does that have a rush hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the peak hour or off peak?
I work from 12 to 4 and I go home.
On a Friday or Monday or
yeah,
Wednesday?
Usually Monday or Thursday is good, you know.
What about Friday?
Yeah, Friday's good too.
Who? No, John Hollop goes with you?
No, John Hollop. No, I haven't seen John in years.
Yeah. Hello, Charabel. This is Louis Rivera. I want you to meet the dog of mine named Juno.
Juno, yeah.
The black dog. He'll bark. Yeah,
all
Juno.
Right.
I can't bring dogs on the train. I can't do that.
My dog goes on the train.
Oh, yeah. What did you use, your half fare or you use your full fare?
Half fare.
What, Metro card?
Yeah.
That's your half fare card, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been expired or something?
I runs out, I get a new one, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Louie, it's 847 New York.
Yes, sir. 840 8:40 de la noche.
Si. Hey, what's going to happen Friday night on Intersight?
Okay, here we go. I always put my hand on the microphone on the phone. I turn down the TV. I put my hand over the talking speaker. Now I can hear me.
All right.
I do that.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Hello, this is on Rosanna Dana. And this is a dedicated to Suzette Taurasi Ferreira. Rock my Susan on the treetop. Where the wind blows, Susan will walk. When the bout breaks, the wheelchair never fall. And down with Susan. She's, call me love drops at all.
That's beautiful, man. So we're going to have Lauren Hardy.
Yeah. We're going to have Lauren Hardy, Rosanna Dara.
Maybe we'll call Yo-Yo Ho. And
maybe Jerry Lewis. And we're going to talk to Pat Cooper in the bathroom, look for the swab. Make sure we go to the right bathroom.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, what's that? I watched The Honeymooners. That was the episode of the Safety Award.
Oh, yeah.
He ran his car to the other car.
Yeah.
And actually, that guy was real mad, got out of the car.
Yeah. And we're going to have Louis Rivera Friday night dressed up like a girl.
Yeah. I watched Connie and Chrissy. That's a dating talk show called Date Night.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
All right.
Hey, remember Eddie Fleck?
Yeah.
That's on Friday night, Eddie Fleck Group.
Oh, yeah, Eddie, my buddy, sure.
Is he a rock, is he performing?
Yeah, he has a band.
Is he, that is his local band, you know him?
Oh, yeah, sure, I know Eddie very well.
The name is Ed Fleck or Eddie Fleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on Friday night.
Oh.
Hey, you know, Frank, I just missed Jewish Spotlight or Rabbi Tolya Tilden. I used to watch that.
Oh, yeah?
That's about Jewish, you know?
Yeah.
I miss Jeff Van Dyke, Educational Drum Show. I miss Jeff Van Dyke very much.
Oh, the drummer, yeah.
I wish he could come back on the public acid, but that show's discontinued.
Oh.
I'm seeing no more. That's off the air.
Yeah, he was a great drummer.
Yeah, he knows me for years.
Oh, yeah.
I told him about the conga drum and the drumming and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, in my dreams, I wish I could go over to see you sing if I have time. And I'm going to do Holy, Holy Are.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Yeah.
Sing that Holly Holy Friday night.
I have to learn Neil Diamond and practice.
Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah, I'll call you Friday. I'll keep trying.
All right, thanks, Lou.
Hey, this is Rosanna Dana, and I want to see you on the front. I apologize on Friday. I'll give you a ringy-dingy telephony on the funnies.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome, Frank. Carry on.
Louis Rivera, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Signing off, Intersight. All right. And my buddy Louis and some of his crazy, funny stuff, you know. Great, great personality. All right, Intersight. And let's see. New York, 8-2. And let's see if we can get another call in. Don't forget Able News, on and about the disabled. And great, great paper, been around over 30 years. Columns by experts, calendar of events, personal column. You want to try to meet a new friend. Able Angela, my good friend, and we thank her for joining our nursing home committee to get rid of them, turn them into accessible housing. So get Able News for free online, ablenews.com. And we thank Angela. Stand by. I'm going to see if I can get another caller.
At 8:50.
All right. Intersight and open mic. And we apologize for not having the phones open tonight. No engineer. But the show goes on no matter what. Excuse me. And let me remind you, tomorrow night, our very important nursing home show. And I think it's getting more popular with the committee that we're putting together. Now, there's a whole gamut of people who can call in on the show or can be on the show, you know, and explain why they're on the committee and what they think of it. You know, stories, any stories that can relate to the fact that we don't need these nursing homes. I think the biggest plus that we have here is that the millions of people, no matter who you ask, okay, I'm going to say you never get 100%, 98%, push it to 99% of people who you would ask would say, no, we don't want nursing home. We don't want to go to a nursing home. All right. You may have some people who will be, you know, sitting on the fence and say, oh, well, what am I going to do? You know, where else are you going to go? You know, or they're afraid to admit that you don't need nursing homes or whatever it is. But 99%, I estimate, of the people that are have the threat of nursing homes hanging over their heads are going to tell you, get rid of them. And I think that's the biggest tool that we have as the disabled community, that these politicians better pay attention to that. Because eventually it's going to blow up in their face, I'm telling you. You know, why are you promoting all of these institutions that people don't want and that aren't helping people? They're not helping people to live. They're helping people to die. So that's the biggest tool on our side, I believe. And, you know, you can easily verify that. I mean, just any disabled relative you have or friend or elderly person, you're looking forward to going to a nursing home? It's a horror show world. And this is the first time that I know of that there's a committee to turn the nursing homes into something good. Don't destroy the building. Convert it. Convert it to accessible housing. Whatever apartment you can get out of it, take it. Do it. And then also pass a law that every eligible apartment and house must be accessible, so those people can have a much easier time in finding a place to live. That should be the law of the land. Every house, every apartment must be accessible. Story last night of my lawyer who's disabled in a wheelchair, had to go down and went down to North Carolina to visit his sister, and he couldn't even get in her house. You know, to me, that's a disgrace. We should not have that in this country. Thank you so much for listening. Open mic tomorrow night, our nursing home show. Be with us. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090. Phone number. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner, give me more. I want more inner sight.